Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's our official Christmas crab extravaganza show. Give the gift of scuba, as you can plainly see on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. CJ's wearing our official give the gift of scuba hat. I have a Christmas crab extravaganza. I'm thinking we may have to make these available on the website, on the merchandise page next year. You like them, CJ?
I do.
Yeah, when I showed him this this hat a week or so ago, and he goes, these look terrible. I would never wear that in public
or in private. It's a Christmas miracle.
Is that what it is?
I was infected by the Christmas spirit, and
okay.
I changed my mind.
All right.
It's either that or the vodka.
Yeah, it's the vodka for sure. But yeah, they're baseball
now
caps.
Now it seems like a great idea. Like, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to wear this.
Okay. Well, now we know what not to do for next year. By the way, Drunken Santa, why don't you go out there and check, make sure he's still alive. It was passed out. Go out and check on him, CJ.
Elvis Presley. Hey, Jerry, put your pants on. Jerry, no. I'm a mankini. Somebody blind me. Curse my eyes. No. So much hair. Disgusting.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Just wow.
Good Lord.
That's the story. What
was that?
Is that a night terror? Is he having a night terror out there? You think he'll be okay?
God, I hope he doesn't dream about all of us.
Oh, jeez.
Who knows?
Just think, Greg, that was paybacks for all the times he done crappy stuff to me. Your paybacks is coming.
I don't even know
like a threat.
That's not very Christmassy, Jerry.
Yeah, really.
It's a promise. It's my gift of giving.
I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy's heart seems to be 10 times too small.
It really is.
Yeah.
You're really a Grinch, Jerry.
Yeah, really. What is that all
about?
He
looks a little greenish.
You saved the planet.
In
now you're going to get petty?
Yeah. I don't understand what the hell's going on.
I want my pay.
Your pay? Yeah.
A payday.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
The world.
Dad, Jerry. All he's going to do is promise us next year.
Wait, I just don't understand. He's given Drunken Santa nightmares, and then he wants to be paid for it?
We'll be lucky if we get a red hat from Greg.
Yeah, you're not going to get squat. Actually, you know what? Just for the record, I am a man of tradition. Last year.
He gives nothing.
Yeah. Every year, that's what I get the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
Don't get your hopes up.
No. There's no hopes. I'm just saying. I just want to make sure we're clear.
You're going to get lots of coal.
Tradition is a thing that's very important in today's age, and I just feel that it's appropriate to give you exactly what I gave you the last year and the year before that.
Jack Squad.
Exactly.
Every year in negotiations, I sit down with Greg, and every year he promises me next year will be the year. So I hang on for that hope, that dream, that Christmas fantasy.
And I deliver.
That you will come across.
I deliver exactly the same thing for you every year because, I'm a man of tradition, and you're welcome. And Merry Christmas.
Hey, look at it this way. There's less you have to return back to the store.
Right. See? See, I like.
He's saving you a trip.
Yeah,
you know
the cup's half full,
and he's saving you return postage.
Yeah.
I actually bought a Christmas present for Greg this year.
You did?
Unfortunately, Amazon says it's going to be here on the 23rd, but
yeah,
it's been changed four times already.
To your house on the 23rd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that's not going to do me very good.
Chances are your Christmas present's going to be a New Year's present.
So wait, are you going to try out
Fiji? Yeah.
Are you going to try out this present first and then send it over to him when you're done?
Oh, there's that.
Greg, now you feel like a dick.
Yeah. What?
Who's super douchey now?
Jerry, for not delivering on time.
He got you a present, even though you didn't even get him anything.
Not delivering on time. Oh, you're CJ's a bad boy, Greggy.
Both was ordered at the same time, and neither one's going to be here on time.
Well, mine's probably way cooler than Greg's.
Well, I don't know. Just for the record, I don't want any used mankinis from Barry or Jerry. So, you know.
I washed it.
Oh, jeez. Brittany Brown was around. I'm not sure if she is at the moment. She's probably
up and
maybe
ran
she
off.
Went downtown.
Yeah, or she's making a batch of hot honey. Oh, hell yeah.
But, trying to build up her courage to come on the show.
Yeah, well,
doing.
She was, I told you she was wedged in someone's ear canal.
That is true.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
I thought it was Jerry's, because you notice it kind of opened up into a brain stem.
Earwigs, ew.
So I don't know. I guess we lost Brittany for now. But the scuba magician. He's in Denver with family, as you would do for the holidays. Are you doing any diving, altitude diving while you're out there, or is it too cold, I assume, right?
Yeah, it's too cold to even go outside, let alone go in the water.
Yeah.
I was shocked to find out there's actually people live here on purpose. That was that was surprising.
At that time, this time of year, yeah, it's probably.
Yeah.
But it looks
nice.
What are
you talking about, Greg? We've turned him into a warm water wuss.
Well, that's okay. That's
I'll
fine.
Take you do that to everybody.
Yeah. I resemble that remark.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Spoiled.
I mean, before you went out to Denver, you been doing any diving out there on the West Coast or traveling
diving,
or what?
Catalina, doing photography. And then, of course, the search and recovery dives, which are always a lot of fun because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, we didn't really talk about this last week, but one of the things that was announced a couple of weeks ago is how there's a UFO highway right out of there, underwater highway, just off of Catalina. Do you hear about that, Jeff?
I wasn't drunk, so no.
No, I'm telling you, it was part of a disclosure. And they said that there's a canyon that goes from Redondo Beach into Catalina, towards Catalina, and that is a UFO underwater highway. And the reason they haven't been tracked very well is because of this canyon is very deep and they can zip through there undetected for the most part. And then they pop up and over there by San Diego or someplace. Is that where Redondo Beach is? I don't even know. But they mentioned Redondo Beach Canyon or something like that.
Yeah, Redondo Beach is a little bit west of San Diego. But yeah, I mean, it's all kind of coastline, but it's a little bit north and west of San Diego proper.
Yeah. But
Greg, if
supposedly it's a UFO hotspot,
Greg, if there were a highway there, wouldn't there be a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny.
Who are you calling Cracker?
Oh yeah, that's inappropriate. But no, but I'm, you know, you're Barry's trying to make a joke, but the truth is,
that actually
Benny
wasn't
laughed,
bad.
And yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but the truth is,
let me help you out, Barry. That joke would have been funnier if you said Buc-ee's.
Yes, right. It would be bringing it up.
That's
to
more of a highway thing.
Yeah, bring it up to the 90s next time, will you? Anywho.
But not bad.
But this UFO highway is a thing. Look it up. Google it. You're a Googler.
And, I don't trust any of that
but
stuff.
I'm telling you, you might want to go dive that area, that canyon off of Redondo Beach between there and Catalina Island. That's like a UFO highway. A hot spot, right?
I want to see no graves.
Okay. Well, if you say so. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.